Mukundamala Stotra, verse 31. This is a verse which glorifies the holy name in various ways by telling what all are the powers of this mantra. So we will discuss this verse over the next 8 meditations, one meditation at a time. Shekhar Maharaj says, Shatru Chedaika Mantram. Shatru Chedaika means the destroyer, the penetrator of the enemy. This is a mantra which destroys the enemy. In the times of the Mahabharata Ramayana, there were weapons which were empowered by mantras, and those weapons could destroy powerful enemies and even entire armies. So the Brahmastra is just one example of this kind of weapons. But there are many other weapons also. So in those weapons, the arrows were certainly powerful and formidable, but they in themselves did not have the capacity to wreak the kind of devastation that they did. That capacity came from the arrows being empowered by mantras. So the powers of higher devatas were invested into the arrow by the invocation of the mantras. So those arrows which are mantra invested with power could wreak havoc in the enemy camp. Similarly for us, when we are using our speech, our ordinary speech has some power in it. We can convince people sometimes of some things. We can communicate some information. And we can even logically analyze how material pleasures are false and treacherous. But in and of themselves, our speech does not have the power to free us from those material desires. But when our speech is invested with the power of mantras, that means we use our speaking power to chant the holy names. And among all the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is especially recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this age. Then it is the same tongue that is speaking, but because the tongue is speaking the holy names now, the power of the tongue gets manifold, multiplied by the presence and invocation of the holy name. And the utterance of the holy name may seem to be like just a simple production of sound with the tongue. But because the sound being vibrated and produced is not ordinary sound, the sound is a name of God in a specific powerful pattern known as the Maha Mantra, it has extraordinary power to destroy the lust, the anger, the greed, the envy, the pride and the illusion in the mind. Now, of course, no matter how powerful a weapon is, it has to be aimed carefully at the enemy. And when it hits the enemy, then it will destroy the enemy. Similarly, the holy name is very powerful. And to experience its potency in curbing and conquering lust and other anarthas, we need to aim it properly. We need to aim it to the mind, because the anarthas are present in the mind. Aiming it towards the mind accurately means concentrating and making sure that the mind hears the uttering of the holy names. And if we don't hear attentively while we are chanting, then it is like shooting a powerful mantra just without taking any aim. The mantra is powerful, but it won't produce the desired result. Similarly, if we are not attentive while chanting, we are wasting the massive power of God Himself as is manifesting through His holy name. But if we strive to be attentive, then we will ourselves be surprised at how much power the holy name has to curb all the anarthas that would otherwise be torturing and subduing and enslaving us. The holy name can free us from those anarthas by pulverizing them by its power. And that is the ultimate freedom for a sadhaka, as he wants to fix his mind in Krishna, relish spiritual happiness and make sure spiritual advancement in the journey back home, back to Godhead. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.